It's 3 o'clock, Denver, and welcome to another edition of Bob Benyart Live. I am Joe Riccobono filling in for Bob. We are picking up from yesterday's wonderful, wonderful show we had. It was a pleasure to be here for Bob yesterday. We had two wonderful phone calls, and I'm right off the bat, let's give that phone number out. If you have anything you'd like to talk to us about that's in the news and get a Christian perspective or share your Christian perspective, please, it's 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Yesterday, Mike from Denver called. He is a veteran. We were acknowledging Veterans Day yesterday, and he was taking the Denver Post to task. That was wonderful, Mike. God bless you. And a beautiful Christian veteran from the Korean War, Gil from Greeley, called. And, oh, what a blessing. He shared some of his experiences that he had there in Korea, and he shared his love for the Lord. We just thank you so very much. So if you want to be on the show today, we'd love to have you on. Phone number 1-800-836-9278. We want to start off and remind everyone that Bob is working on a special project. We announced yesterday that that project is Pro-Life Profiles, and it is launching this Monday, November 16th, and in studio, once again, Bob Benyart Live will be here Monday. He's been out for a while working on Pro-Life Profiles. It launches Monday. It's going to be an exciting day. Please tune in to hear Bob and see that launch. It's going to be a wonderful ministry. Okay, we've got a reminder also of our special offer for anyone who has purchased a PDF downloadable version of The Plot this year from Bob Benyart Live. The Plot is the plot manuscript of the Bible. It's Bob's life's work, and this is a downloadable PDF version that you can actually read the plot on your computer. Now, if you've purchased that, well, you're eligible for an update. So we just need you to email, and here's the email that you need to send in. It's to service@kgov.com. And you'll get that update. Now, along with that, there's a special bonus offer that KGov and Bob Benyart Live is offering to all the audience for the whole continuing month of November. And that is that very version of the plot on PDF that you can read, once again, that you can read on your computer. And here's the deal, that any purchase, any financial support, any subscription called in or emailed in to Bob Benyart Live this month, you will receive as a bonus free the plot on PDF. Now, this offer has never been done in the time that Bob has had the plot for the last 15 years. It's a wonderful, wonderful. That was the connection originally that put me in contact with Bob Benyart back in the early and mid-1990s was when The Plot came out. So it's a wonderful version. If you're looking for a Christmas present this year for some people that may be hard to find and you want to bless them, you can be a blessing in their life. Go to KGov, look at the store, and with any purchase for yourself, you will get this downloadable version in PDF form of The Plot. For the month of November, that's a free bonus. So we want to thank everybody at KGov for offering that. I want to thank them for the opportunity to be here. And we'll remind anybody and everyone who wants to call, our phone number is 1-800-836-9278. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and I began part one of recognizing the work of a wonderful American veteran, World War II veteran, Jacob Daniel DeShazer. But not only because of Jacob's service in World War II as an American veteran, but as his lifelong service to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a missionary to the nation of Japan. And I'd like to summarize real quick how we and where we left off. Jacob was a sergeant. He's in Oregon. He hears of the bombing at Pearl Harbor, the surprise attack. America is entering in the war. He certainly wants to make a difference and strike back at our country's enemies. And so he volunteers to be one of the members that will be the first to fly over the nation of Japan in a bombing raid just months after Pearl Harbor. It was called Doolittle's Raiders. So as it was a one-way mission for this man, he flies over, he crash lands, and is captured in China, occupied Japan portion of China, and he is taken a prisoner of war, and he's not a Christian. And he shared how just the hatred that he had, and it was almost driving him crazy, this hatred that he had for these men that were treating himself and the fellow prisoners there, prisoners of war, in torturous, terrible conditions, starving them. Several of the prisoners were executed. One man dies in their care. And this hatred, as Jacob shared, was driving him crazy. And after a time, they had decided to bring reading material to these prisoners. The Japanese guards were going to allow these American prisoners to receive reading material. And one of the reading materials that Jacob was kind of looking forward to having was a chance to crack open the Bible and begin to read it. And that's exactly what he did in his small prison cell there in occupied China under the guards of the ones that have been torturing him. And he begins to read and he becomes a Christian. And then he realized where hatred comes from. And to quote Jacob, that if Christ is not in a heart, it is natural to be cruel. So he has a change of heart. He's in the prison cell. And let me give you a timeline. And this will lead us right where we left off yesterday, this timeline. December 7th, 1941 is the attack on Pearl Harbor. By March 1st, Jacob is on his way to Florida for special training for this special bombing raid on Japan. And on the night of April 18th, 1942, was Doolittle's raid, which Jacob took place in, and began Jacob's captivity the very next day before noon. And that was April 18th, 1942. Three of the prisoners were executed on October 15th, 1942, and another one had died in December of 1943. And on August 6, 1945, that was the day the Americans dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. So that dropping of the atomic bombs at that point in 1945, years after Jacob was first taken prisoner by the Japanese, the end of the war is at hand. And then on August 20th, just a few weeks after the dropping, Allied forces parachuted in and freed the prison camp where Jacob was. He had spent 40 months in captivity. And he had served 34 of those months in solitary confinement. But praise the Lord, as Jacob had gone in, he came out a changed man. He came out a spiritual man. He came out a new man in Christ Jesus, because the word of God was shared and salvation had come to Jacob. Those prisoners flew him back to the United States, and Jacob was hospitalized because he was extremely emaciated and malnourished. And it took some time for Jacob to gain his strength back. But shortly thereafter, in less than a month after Jacob was freed, Jacob started classes at Seattle Pacific, a Christian college in Seattle, because Jacob wanted to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with his captors. He had not only received a new heart and a love for Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ gave him a love for the very people that had tortured him and for the nation of Japan. And within a month of coming back to the United States in such terrible, emaciated and condition, being nourished and nursed back to health, within a month, he's on his mission and he's on the course to get trained to be a missionary to Japan. I think that was just a wonderful Now, he had graduated. It took him 3 years through school there in Seattle Pacific. On December 28th, 1948, he arrived in Japan as a missionary. And he wrote a book, a little pamphlet, and it became a tract that was handed out by the hundreds of thousands. And the tract's name was, "I Was a Prisoner of Japan." It was a little tract. "I Was a Prisoner of Japan." Now, why would that capture anyone's attention? And I'll tell you why that would capture his. By this time in 1948, in early 1949, the courts under General Douglas MacArthur, who was occupying Japan, the American courts, were beginning to hold trials against war criminals of the Japanese Army, Navy, and armed forces. And the whole nation was wrapped up in finally being exposed to the truth of the torturous treatments at the hand of the Japanese military that the Americans were receiving. So here's an American. He has a little pamphlet and a tract that says, "I was a prisoner of Japan." But the story ultimately winds up one of receiving Jesus Christ as a Christian. Now, here are these people in Japan, because of the national news of the war crimes and the courts that were taking place, and all this was a hot news topic, and Jacob has a great title. He was a prisoner. Oh, let's read about a prisoner. "I was a prisoner of Japan." And it talks about his torture, but it also talked about him receiving the word of God and the Bible and receiving Jesus Christ and having a love for the people of Japan. And then at the very end, it had announced that, "I'm here. I'm in Japan. And I want to minister with that same love that I found in that prison cell." And he did. And it's amazing. Jacob writes, and here's a quote from Jacob, "I started to tell them about Jesus." Very simply, that's it. Now, how many of us in America try to complicate things? He started to tell people about Jesus. And in the first year, they kept a count. And the count has estimated, conservatively estimated, that his influence in ministry and the people around him got conversions of 30,000 Japanese citizens. The Japanese were curious to hear this man's story initially just as a Japanese prisoner. And then reading his story, then they became curious about, who is this Jesus that changed your heart? And why would a man, any man, American, Japanese, who, if any country, why would any man want to come and share love for the very people in the nation that treated him with such disdain and hatred? Why? And then who is this Jesus? All their curiosity, all their curious questions were answered. Jacob had the answer. What did he tell them about? Who did he tell them about? Jesus. Each and every one of them needed Jesus. And it goes back to his simple understanding early in his Christianity in that cell room, solitary confinement, doesn't have any fellowship with Christians. His original question before he was a Christian was that hatred was that he even shared for them was driving him crazy. And then the questions began to say, how could anyone be so full of hate to treat another human being like that? And then, as he shared earlier, if Christ is not in a heart, it is natural to be cruel. It is natural for us to be cruel to one another without Jesus Christ. Well, the story continues. I mean, it's already a wonderful story. An ordinary American sergeant in the army becomes a prisoner of war, and he is affecting the nation of Japan as a missionary. In the first year, 30,000 conversions between his ministry and ministry team making an impact because he's got the lead story. He's got something hot that the nation of Japan and its citizens are curious about, and he's been able to wonderfully bridge that gap and bring it into simply let me introduce you and speak to you about Jesus Christ. In the first year, 30,000. Now, the story doesn't end there. It picks up with such a beautiful story about one of those Japanese citizens. One day, a man shows up at Jacob's house, and he introduces himself, Mitsuo Fushida. Mitsuo Fushida, he is the flight commander. The flight commander, the one in charge, at the time that World War II was about to get to its zenith, because America was about to enter World War II, this man was the flight commander of the 360 planes that attacked Pearl Harbor. That started Jacob on the course to wind up over that bombing raid over Japan, ultimately a prisoner. Here's the commander of 360 planes, of the 360 planes that attacked Pearl Harbor in a surprise attack. What had happened and what brought Fushida to Jacob's door and house? I'll tell you what happened in Fushida's own words. He was getting off one of the trains there in the nation of Japan, and somebody handed him a tract, and the title was, "I Was a Japanese Prisoner." And Fushida's eyes opened and went, "Whoa." Now, Fushida had been called in to testify at these war crimes tribunals that General Douglas MacArthur had. I mean, he was one of the men in the military, Japanese military, that had to go in and testify. So he's got this little tract, "I Was a Japanese Prisoner." He's going to read it. And he did. And shortly after reading it, he said that he went out and bought a New Testament and began to read that. And as he read of the life of Jesus Christ, he became a Christian. And he wanted to seek out the prisoner of Japan, the man, Mr. Jacob DeShazer. He sought for this man. He knocked on his door. Jacob welcomed him in, not as a ex-combatant, but as a brother in Christ. He counseled with and became wonderful friends. And ultimately, Mr. Fushida became an evangelist, preaching in Japan and all over the world. One of the first books that Fushida wrote, listen to this title, folks. Remember, this is the lead pilot of the 360 planes that cowardly and surprisingly attacked the Americans at Pearl Harbor. The title of his book is From Pearl Harbor to Calvary. What a book. Now, how did Mr. Fushida go from Pearl Harbor to Calvary? Because of a little sergeant named Jacob DeShazer, who was in prison, being eaten up by hatred, who gets his hands on the Bible, who finds the love of Jesus Christ. Christ comes into his life, changes him, and Jacob returns to Mr. Fushida's country to share his story and the love of Christ with the nation that once imprisoned him and almost killed him. That's how Mr. Fushida went from Pearl Harbor to Calvary. And later, Mr. Fushida wrote another book, God's Samurai. God's Samurai. Very interesting title. And I was able to find on a little Google search the connection with Jacob in that book of God's Samurai. And here in the indexed, you can find under for Jacob DeShazer, in Mr. Fushida's book, on page 206 through 209, Jacob is referenced. And then again on pages 216 through 218, Jacob's there again. On pages 246 and 247, Jacob's there again in Mr. Fushida's book, God's Samurai, page 282 and on page 304. This is a 340-page book, God's Samurai. This man became a worldwide evangelist for the cause of Christ. Jacob de Zoeter spent 30 years in Japan altogether. He lived, he established churches, he traveled extensively, he held countless country revivals in the countrysides of the country of Japan. And he finally retired in 1977, and he moved back to Oregon with his wife and children. And he had died in his sleep March 15, 2008, at the beautiful age of 95. And that's how we at Bob Benyart Live think of Veterans Day. Not only of the men and women who are veterans that serve our country, but those that also serve Jesus Christ so well and honor his name and share his love. And I eat humble pie when I hear stories of such faith and such love for fellow human beings that I just don't see that I'm doing as much as I really can be. I'm a pastor. I serve on the board of Colored Right to Life. I'm intimately involved in the personhood, not only movement, but in the campaign. But there's so much more that I can do. I'm the father of six beautiful children. Our first grandbaby will be born this January. And that just reminds me, I minister as pastor at the Point Church in Westminster. If anybody up north in the Denver area is looking for a home church or somewhere that they can feel welcome and be ministered to and grow in the Lord, we're pretty much on the corner of 124th Avenue and Huron up in Westminster, and it would be a pleasure to meet you and get to know you. I love this story. I love Mike. I love Gil, who called yesterday, every one of the veterans out there. We need to share our love for the people, the men and women who are veterans who have gone before us and who didn't lose their lives. They're here to share our love with, and we need to also recognize the ones that have lost their lives to keep us free in this country. We want to recognize them constantly, but also we always want to keep before us those men and women of faith as soldiers in the army of the Lord who go forth and share their love, even if they were despitefully used and put upon, but they would set that aside, put on Christ, have the love of Christ overflowing in their hearts and able to share a message of salvation with people that would have even treated them terribly or even killed them. And we in America were spoiled. We're not pushed that hard. And I certainly feel that I'm very fortunate to live in a free country. I try to do as much as I can for the cause of Christ, for the cause of justice in the name of Christ, and to honor God. And if you need, and if you would like to plug in, everyone here in the ministry here at Bob Benyart Live can help you plug in to share the love of Jesus Christ, because that's what it's all about. You hear every day and every week that Bob Benyart's been on for many, many years. You hear him share on specific information and specific titles that are in the news and put a Christian perspective. But first and foremost, it's the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the conversion of the stony heart into the heart that is one that was given by Christ so that we can be a spiritual person born again, never to die, but to live with him, that our life would be in Christ. So I would ask you to, if that is you, if that is your desire, more than just to be Christian in name, and wait for somebody ultimately to ask you a question every now and then. Oh, excuse me, are you a Christian? And for you to just say yes, but really not plugged in to sharing the love of Christ, sharing the gospel, making a difference for the Lord and honoring him, not serving a cause, but serving Christ and God. This is a perfect spot to begin. The first phone call, if you call, is free. They pick it up. It's 1-800-836-9278. You can find them online at a very easy email address, kgov.com, kgov.com. Tremendous archives to listen and to research exactly some of the topics that they've been covering over the years, which are honoring to God, which do share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bob is the pastor of Denver Bible Church. They minister in the Arvada area at Maranatha Christian Center, is where they meet, 72nd and Oak, on Sunday morning. So if anybody is in the western portion of Denver and wants to fellowship at Denver Bible Church and get to meet and know Bob, that's another way that you can do that on Sunday morning. It's been a pleasure always to have been plugged into each one of these ministries that we work with. It's been a pleasure to hear from everyone in the audience, not just on the air, but outside the air, and how this ministry at Bob Enyart Live and KGov has really affected not only what goes on in the immediate Denver metropolitan area, but ultimately trying to affect, for the cause of Christ, this nation. And that's what Pro-Life Profiles is all about. Bob's been working very hard and very diligently, serving Jesus Christ, putting this together. Pro-Life Profiles launches, again, if I remind you, November 16th. I'd ask you to really make an effort to tune in Monday. Bob will be back in studio. And I want to encourage everyone out there that the personhood movement here in Colorado is gone full steam ahead. We've gone a wonderful track for victory. We want to thank everyone out there that's passing petitions, getting signatures. If you are someone that has signed the petition, we want to thank you and say that we're just blessed by having you participate and honor us with your signature and with your support. We also want to ask you, if you're listening to this and you haven't signed the personhood petitions, that you would call us, 1-800-836-9278, and we can help you hook you up somewhere and direct you to where we can get a petition in your hands that you can sign for the cause of Christ and for the cause of justice for the preborn here in Colorado. We just thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be here on Bob Enyart Live these last 2 days. I'm not sure when I'll be back again. Please be praying for us. We love you very much, and we'll be praying for everyone there, especially Mike and Gil. You've really touched my heart. I want to thank you so very much for calling yesterday and encouraging everyone here and everyone in the listening audience that it is possible to serve America and serve Jesus Christ with honor and dignity. We love you very much. God bless you. Thank you.